Okay. Let me get it. You comfy? All right. You remember the story? You're just saying no because you want me to read it. You know, I'd still read it even if you said yes, right? Okay. You ready? All right. I'm going to read the title. All right. How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. Every Who down in Whoville like Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, his shoes were just too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all may have been his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm-lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a mistletoe wreath. And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Then he growled with his grinchy fingers, nervously drumming. I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming. For tomorrow he knew. All the Who, girls and boys, would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise. Oh, the noise. And one thing he hated, the noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 and they'd feast on their Who pudding, and the rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he'd like least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand, and the Whos would start singing. They'd sing and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of the Who's Christmas singing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. What's his idea? I know just what to do, the Grinch laughed in his throat. And he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat. And he chuckled and chuckled. What a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I look just like St. Nick. All I need is a reindeer. The Grinch looked around, but since reindeers are scarce, there was none to be found. But did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he called his dog Max. Then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn on top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshack sled, and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said, giddy up, and the sleigh started down towards the homes where the Whos laid snoring in their town. All their windows were dark, quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he first came to the little house on the square, "This stops number one," the old Grinchy Claus hissed, and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a moment or two. Then he stuck his head out, or the fireplace flew, where the little Who stockings all hung in a row. "These stockings," he grinned, "are the first thing to go." Then he slithered and slunk, with a smile most unpleasant, around the whole room. He took every present, pop guns, the bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and the plums. He stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch, very nimbly, stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney. Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out the icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of Who hash. You want to turn the page? Yeah, of course you can. Here. Good job, Rora. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. "And now," grinned the Grinch, "I will stuff up the tree." Good job, baby. And the Grinch grabbed the tree, and he started to shove. Then he heard a small sound, like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast, and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou who was not more than two, just like you. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter, who got out of bed for a cup of cold water. Yeah, she's sounding more and more like you every line. She stared at the Grinch and said, "Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?" Good job. But you know the old Grinch was so smart and so slick. He thought up a lie. He thought it up quick. "Why, my sweet little tot," the fake Santa Claus lied. "There's a light on this tree that just won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, and I'll bring it back here." And his fib fooled the child. He patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Thank you. Then the last thing he took was a log for the fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire, and one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. I know, isn't he mean? Then he did the same thing to the other Who houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who mouses. Thank you. It was quarter past dawn, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still asnore, when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. I know all the presents. 3,000 feet up, up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tippy top to dump it. Pooh-hoo to the Who's. He was grinchingly humming, They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Whos down in Whoville will all cry. Boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. What could it be? But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sounded merry. It couldn't be so. But it was merry, very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or another, it came just the same. Thank you, baby. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. He puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he... he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. Yeah. How the Grinch stole Christmas. I know, at the end he doesn't steal it at all. Is the title misleading? Yeah, just a little bit. I think it's better that he doesn't steal Christmas. Yeah, I like that his heart grows. Did he like it, Aurora? I'm glad. I'll read it to you every Christmas. Yeah, for as long as you want me to.